Boom, boom, boom. Let me say catch up, catch up. Yeah, that's right. New song for the catch up while Jess is away. Still no music being produced, but I do appreciate you joining the catch up, downloading it. What a special moment for you. As an extra, you get not a physical, but a visual limited edition and Tim and Jess mug. You can show it off even though it's invisible. It's imaginary, but hey, that's the exclusivity that you get by downloading the catch up. It was a corker of a show, obviously, with Jess still away for a few more days, just sort of having as much fun as I can before the fun police does return. And the way I'm doing that, mostly what's going on at the moment, is I'm trying to write a children's book. And I know it's probably something I normally wouldn't consider myself doing, but Meghan Markle's dog's getting a book, so why can't we all have a book about our pets in central Queensland? So today is when I start writing it. So I'm going to read it out on tomorrow's show, so you'll be hearing it then as well. Good luck, and I apologise in advance for what's probably going to be the worst written children's book that's ever been written.
Here we go! Yeah. Get up out of bed, get up, get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning, it's Tim here on Hit CQ. Just gone 6:02 live around central Queensland this morning. Hope wherever you are, you're starting your morning with a big smile on your face, coffee in your hand, and a positive attitude towards your day. It is early in the week, so I hope you're getting through it just nicely. Jess is going to be back on Thursday. So if you're missing Jess, you've still got a few more days of missing her and a few more days of just hanging out with me. New best bud. If you want to get those best friend bracelets made, then sure, let's do it. I don't have the money to do it. If you want to send me your best friend bracelets, feel free to do so. Just send it into Hit CQ, the radio station. Any of them would be fantastic. Hey, yesterday on the show, I made an executive decision without checking with anyone that I'm going to write a children's book about some beautiful pets around central Queensland. This could be dogs, cats, turtles, rabbits, guinea pigs, hermit crabs, you name it. I want to write a storybook because Meghan Markle's dog, her former dog, is getting a children's book written about it. And I feel that it's excluding pets right here in central Queensland. So across the show on 13, 12, 16, give me a call. Tell me your pet, their name, and a fun story so I can include it into this children's book that I am writing. I'm going to read it live on the show tomorrow. So thank you very much for those that have contributed online. Feel free to do so. Just search for Hit CQ on Instagram and Facebook. Also, pressure test is coming up. Yesterday, Morgan got 7 out of 10. I want you to get 10 out of 10 and win yourself a holiday to Heron Island. All you got to do is just be the smartest. Simple as that. And speaking of smarts, and something that you would say isn't smart is what we heard last week with the sewing needles inside strawberries. Terrible, terrible thing that's going on and now has been confirmed to be going on in every state in Australia. There's been an update. Aldi is dipping their toe back into the market.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
On a serious note, last week it was came to light that a lot of strawberries had been impacted with some sewing needles. A disgruntled former employee had placed some sewing needles inside strawberries, and unfortunately it did get distributed all around the country, being confirmed in every single state. Now, this was about a week ago almost to the day, so it was terrible to find out, because honestly, it's very disgusting that someone's mind would take them to do something like that. And obviously, a lot of supermarket chains, local supermarket businesses being very careful, and some even taking strawberries off the shelf for the meantime, because obviously it's hard to tell when this batch took place. And Aldi has announced that all non-impacted strawberry brands, so the ones that were never outlined or haven't had any discover of needles inside them, will be returned to shelves as they work with the strawberry growers and regulatory officials regarding the recent fruit sabotage across the country. There is a statement from an Aldi spokesperson after working with the Queensland State Health Emergency Coordination Centre. The safety of customers has been our leading concern throughout this matter. Now that we have processed all the facts and checked with investigating authorities, our priority is to restore supply to ensure the impact to our primary producers is contained as quickly as possible. Obviously, focusing on people that are growing these strawberries, because it's not them that's putting in the needles. It's somewhere along the chain that where it gets to the supermarket is where is this happening. And we, another quote from them, we are actively working with our valued primary producers and the supporting supply chain to do what we can do to minimise the impact and cost of the recent withdrawals. So we support the current guidance of the Queensland State Health Emergency Coordination Centre to chop your strawberries before you chomp. Chop you before you chomp is a good idea. I know that it's probably clearing up and we are in the clear, but just making sure that you are careful, especially with young kids, making sure that the strawberries are checked. Personally, I would avoid strawberries for the next month. I know that people love strawberries and they want to have them on their pancakes or they want to have them in their smoothies, but at the moment, I think it's just not worth the risk and you should be taking care of yourself. There is a full write-up with more information at hit.com.au in the news section. You can read through that yourself. Make sure you are making the right decision when you go to the supermarket.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia, central Queensland and all around the globe. And Rockhampton Regional Council CEO Evan Pardon, he has been recognised as the best local government manager in Queensland. Fantastic. He received the top award at last week's Local Government Managers Australia annual conference. It is great to see someone from our own region absolutely killing it here in Queensland. The Manager of the Year for Leadership and Management Excellence acknowledges a senior local government employee who's made a substantial contribution to the council and the community. Evan Pardon, he stated that the award is a testament to the hard work performed by the entire Rockhampton Regional Council over the past year to improve the community. And I absolutely agree. It is very noticeable the effort that has been put in, not only by the Rockhampton Regional Council, but also the Central Highlands, also the Gladstone Regional Council, the Sutherland Shire. It is incredible seeing all the work being put in around CQ, making where we live one of the most beautiful places in this country. With music, events, sport, arts, you name it, we have got it. And Evan Pardon is a testament to that. So we send huge congratulations to him and the team at the Rockhampton Regional Council. You can read the full write-up at hit.com.au plus heaps more.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
Jess is going to be back on Thursday, but I'm almost glad she's not here because I don't want her to have to deal with the anger that I'm feeling right now. Because I've heard of a terrible tale, and I want to put you in the mindset. Imagine going to an all-you-can-eat restaurant. Your stomach is empty, your heart is full, and you know that the next hour of your life is going to be incredible. And you think, for whatever the amount you pay for all-you-can-eat, I will truly spoil my stomach. And that's what you expect when you go to an all-you-can-eat restaurant. Unfortunately, in Germany, seems like there are different rules because a German man, Jaroslav Bobrowski, he is a former bodybuilder and Ironman, so he's a big boy. He paid $26 for the all-you-can-eat at a sushi restaurant. So sushi, as you are aware, very small little itsy-bitsy pieces. You can obviously get some California rolls, different types of sushi. You know, that's how life rolls. And I think it's an excellent choice for an all-you-can-eat restaurant because sushi is just one of the best foods ever. Now, he went on to eat 100 plates of food uninterrupted. So he went to pay, after eating his 100 pieces of sushi, he went to pay his $26. And he was told he was not welcome back.
You're wrong, you're bad, you're awful, you're not helping, and you deserve every unhappiness.
Excuse me? Not welcome back. The owner of the restaurant said he eats for five people. That is not normal. So this is what happens. He has been banned from going back to the all-you-can-eat restaurant for eating too much. How can you eat more than all? All is an all-inclusive. All-inclusive has the word all in it. And this poor man, Jaroslav Bobrowski, has been banned and he will not be allowed to go to the all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant ever again. I am no police officer. I am no secret SAS agent. But I know a crime when I see it. And this is not okay. And this means that if you are ever in Landshut in Bavaria, do not go to this restaurant. I know that I'm leaving a bad TripAdvisor review verbally on the radio, but I don't care. If your restaurant claims to be all you can eat, then all I shall eat. I'm going to take a breath, get some sushi. I apologise.
Live your best life on Hit.
I want you to be living your best life. And the way I can help with that is by giving you $20,000. Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. The Brains Trust here thought, you know what's going to make people happy? $20,000. And I tend to agree with the Brains Trust here at the radio station. And VIPs are the only ones that can win this $20,000. So you need to go to hit.com.au and become a Hit VIP. It takes hardly any time at all. And I've got a VIP on the line. I've got Hannah from Gracemere. Now, Hannah, how would $20,000 help you live your best life?
Well, ever since I was a little kid, I've always just wanted to drive around Australia, but petrol is too expensive, so I'd definitely go on a little trip around Australia.
The humble trip around Australia often gets forgotten, in my opinion. And would you do it like in one of those like vans? Would you buy a van and sleep in the van and do that? Or how would you do it? Would you like have a special car and drive around and stay in accommodation?
Yeah, look, if I had $20,000 to spend, then I'd probably treat myself and get a bit of accommodation because my back would be too sore driving in sleeping on the back seat of the car. So I've got to get some accommodation.
I really like that because obviously a lot of people say, I'd head over to Ibiza. I would go and spend all my money in Spain. But no, here we are. And I think that is fantastic. Trip around Australia and especially, you're right, fuel is expensive. So that's how you'd live your best life. Thank you very much, Hannah.
Thank you.
No worries. Hannah is a VIP. You can be one too. Hit.com.au. Whether that's paying off your mortgage, going on a holiday, driving around Australia just like Hannah, we want you to live your best life. It's a lot simpler than you think.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.
Should be, in my opinion, a public holiday. I think it should be a day that we celebrate more than other public holidays that are across the entire year. Obviously not as important as some, but I define today, Tuesday the 18th of September, as a critical day of being an Australian because today is National Cheeseburger Day. And it's an actual day. You can Google it. Check it out on Wikipedia. It exists. And McDonald's, a.k.a. Macca's, are giving away 200,000 free cheeseburgers across the 24-hour period of today. So we are already 7 hours and 22 minutes into free cheeseburger world. But this is information that I'm telling you. So you can go and get your free cheeseburger. Obviously, it's one per person. Obviously, otherwise it would get out of hand. You need to download an app, I believe, the My Macca's app. Get your cheeseburger. Simple as that. But what I need is some help because you're probably aware, as I stated earlier, Jess is not here. There is nobody sitting across from me in this room. And at this point, if she was here, this is where I would say, hey, get in the Hit car, go for a drive, bring me back a cheeseburger from McDonald's. But I don't have her. And look, I'd want to say that I'm handling the situation really well, but I'm not. I wanted to speak about this earlier, but it's been an emotional ride this morning trying to figure out how I'm going to get my cheeseburger because I don't want to have to wait until 9 a.m. If it is National Cheeseburger Day, then by bingo me golly will I have a cheeseburger before the end of this show. Now, I today am based in the Gladstone office. Got offices all around central Queensland. Today I'm in Gladstone, and what I need on 13, 12, 16... I need a hero. I need someone that is willing to put aside whatever they had going on this morning and 13, 12, 16, call up if you are a hero and be my cheeseburger boy slash girl. I need a cheesy boy or a cheesy girl to bring me a cheeseburger at the studio here in Gladstone today. And what I need you to do is be a hero. That word isn't thrown around enough, in my opinion. I can offer, in exchange for you bringing me a cheeseburger, a Tim and Jess limited edition mug. There is only seven left in circulation for a cheeseburger, for a mug, and I'll even throw a random book in there. What book have I got? I have got You Will Know Me by Megan Abbott, 13, 12, 16. Please, somebody bring me a cheeseburger before the end of the show, and I will give you a Tim and Jess limited edition prize pack. I'm not asking for much. I'm just asking for your help. 13, 12, 16, thank you in advance. Trending now at hit.com.au. Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter, Dean McCarthy, live on the red carpet from the Emmys. Dean, what is going on, my friend?
Oh, g'day, legend. Look, let me set the scene for you. It is a gold carpet today. Ooh. They have covered the ground in gold. It's totally fabulous. All the big stars, now, no one's arrived yet, so they're going to be coming here very, very soon. You can watch the show itself at 10 a.m. on Fox 8 on Foxtel. But look, who can you expect? Who's going to win? Well, Game of Thrones, 22 nominations. Saturday Night Live, 21 nominations. Westworld, 21 nominations. But I'm crossing my fingers for one girl, the Aussie, Yvonne. She is nominated. Her last name is Strabowski. She is nominated for Best Supporting Actress in a show called The Handmaid's Tale. I've said that?
Yes, The Handmaid's Tale.
Hey, by the way, The Handmaid's Tale. I hope she wins. She's Best Supporting Actress is her nominee category. So I'd love an Aussie to win. Big celebrities, lots of fun. The Queer Eye guys are going to be here, and it's 1,000 degrees.
If you could get the Queer Eye guys to give us a shout out, that would be fantastic. They seem like the most positive human beings that have ever existed. But I agree. Hopefully an Aussie can get a nod today at the Emmys. And I'm really looking forward to chatting to you tomorrow, Dean, so you can tell me about all the celebrities that you're best mates with. So thank you very much, champ.
Always good to chat. Bye, guys.
You can check out all the latest at the Emmys at hit.com.au or, of course, as Dean said, check it out on Fox 8 today. It is all kicking off very, very soon. Coming up next, just because Jess isn't away doesn't mean the courtroom of Tim and Jess can't open. It's a very serious case. I've got Jess to make sure what side she's on. This has to do with something that is coming through a little bit early. I'm talking about Christmas. I'll tell you more up next in the courtroom on Hit. Thank you.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit. You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Yes, court is in session. 13, 12, 16. The only thing we are missing right now is you, because you need to be the judge. You have final ruling, no matter what people say, no matter what I say, what Jess's opinion is, you have the final say on 13, 12, 16 if you want to be the judge this morning. And it all stems for something that I saw when I was walking around yesterday afternoon. I went to the shopping center, and I'm not going to name the company because I feel like there is many out there that are probably on the line of getting this started. Christmas theme is up. Christmas theme decorations, presents, all those kind of knickknacks, all the Chrissy gear is already starting to pop up. On the 18th of September, some almost 4 months away from the actual Christmas day. And I firmly believe that this is a fantastic idea. To bring it forward this early saves me so much stress when it comes to November, December, when all the pressure to get Christmas presents, to decorate the house, to decorate work, whatever it may be, I humbly and honestly think that it is perfectly acceptable that the Christmas gear is already starting to pop up. And I was shocked because Halloween's not too far away, even though for some reason we celebrate Halloween here in Australia. But I know a lot of people would think that it's too early for this Christmas gear to be up in shops ready for purchase. I think that it is fantastic. Get it out of the way. Move on with your life. And I know after speaking to Jess, she thinks it's just a tad too early. Probably towards November, October is where Jess is putting it. And this is the problem. Jess isn't here to fight for her side. So that is a shame. So I'm not going to fight too hard for her, unfortunately. But on 13, 12, 16, you can be the judge. Is it too early for this Christmas gear to be up already? Now, the courtroom runs as a scoreboard, like normal courtrooms. Currently 22 to Tim, 14 to Jess, and 2 to Daz from Emerald. Daz is absolutely having a killer. So 13, 12, 16, what I need right now is a judge. You have the final ruling on this case. Is it too early for Christmas gear to be popping up around central Queensland? Give me a call, 13, 12, 16.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important, but the rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Courtroom has been returned from recess, yes. Really needed to work on my legal terminology. The courtroom of Tim and Jess remains open as this week, discussing is it too early for Christmas gear to be up in shops around central Queensland. Saw it at the shopping centre yesterday, and I love it. I'm all for it. A lot of people probably thinking, oh, yuck, it's too early. It's only September. What are you doing? I think it's fantastic. As someone that likes to try and plan as much, because if I don't, things tend to go wrong in my life. So I like getting things done, getting it out of the way. And that December-November rush brings me mild anxiety. And I think that it's great. And I'm sure you do as well because, hey, I'm not leading you. That's all right. This is a courtroom. We're allowed to state opinions and facts. But I think that getting it done, getting it out of the way, moving on so you can avoid the craziness that is Christmas chaos when it comes to the 25th of December is the way to go. Jess, on the other hand, even though she's not here, she's definitely on the side. She's saying it's too early. Why are we seeing Christmas things? Halloween hasn't even come and gone. Why is Christmas gear up in the shops? But it doesn't matter what I think in the end or what Jess thinks. And I'm sorry that I can't petition harder for Jess aside. That's just the way it works when you're away. Sorry, buddy. So I feel like this is going to be an easy one because I'm here to really push for my case. But doesn't matter how hard I push or even the fact that Jess isn't here. Jamie from Gracemere is our judge on 13, 12, 16. And Jamie, given all the information, where are you leading? Because you have the final say on this with your decision on is it too early for all this Christmas gear to be up so far in central Queensland?
Siding with Jess on this one.
You're siding with Jess. You think it's too early for the Christmas gear to be popping up around CQ?
Way too early. I don't want to be seeing it until at least end of November.
But, Jamie, doesn't it give you, like, a bit of peace of mind that you can get it done early so you're not having the freak out like most of us do in November and December?
No, I always do it last minute, and I've got my kids nagging me all year, so I don't want to see the decoration.
Yeah, but Jamie, see, you can put it to the side. You can get it done. That's why, because originally I was like, how dare this be up? But then I got thinking about it. As a man of organisation, I try to be as organised as possible, because if I'm not, my life falls apart. And this is perfect for someone that is, I don't have kids. You said you've got kids. Like, don't you think that this would be helpful towards your... I'm sorry, I'm pushing the judge in a direction. This is your decision to make. Jess would be chuffed because she's not even here. It seems to be whenever Jess is away, she wins these court cases. Jamie, is there any way that I can sway you over to my side?
No.
Oh, Jamie, all right. Well, look, you are the judge this morning, and as much as I'm still chuffed. The Christmas gear is up and around across central Queensland. It doesn't matter what I think. It matters what you think, Jamie. So your final ruling, is it too early for Christmas gear to be up around CQ?
Yes, too early.
The gavel is down. I appreciate you calling up and being the judge. I respect your decision, but you've hurt my feelings.
All good.
Yeah, I'm sure it's all good. Again, that is the fourth time Jess has been away, and I've still lost in the courtroom of Tim and Jess. It is currently 22, Tim, 15 now to Jess and 2 to Daz from Emerald. Geez, maybe I should just not rock up next week. I might actually win one for the first time in a month.
Tim and Jess's pressure test.
Thanks to Heron Island.
The Great Barrier Reef on your doorstep.
The pressure test really separates the smart from the weak. If you can get 10 questions correct in 60 seconds, then I will send you to Heron Island. Turtle season, it's almost here. Little baby turtles. Turtles could be your new best friend. Take advantage of the exclusive local offer as well. If you get all the questions right, I'm sending you to Heron Island. We've got Paul from Tanham Sands playing this morning. Paul, how good would it be to be going away to Heron Island?
It'd be awesome, mate. Take the kids and the boss and we'd have a great time, I reckon.
Kids and the boss. All right. You know how it works. If you get all the 10 questions right in the time frame, then the holiday is yours. How are you feeling? Confident?
Let's call it 80% confidence, mate.
80% confidence. That's enough for me. All right. Good luck, Paul. Your time starts now. What type of animal is a Kelpie?
A dog.
What is the name of Imagine Dragons' new song?
No freaking idea.
Do the stars on Australia? How many? Do the stars on Australian flag have 5 points, 7 points, or 9 points?
7.
Which team won the 2016 NRL Grand Final?
I should know that. No idea.
Who hosts the Late Late Show in the US?
Oh, come on, be nice, Tim. No idea.
What's the capital of Austria?
Vienna.
Paul Robinson, Harold Bishop and Carl Kennedy are characters from which Australian television show?
Neighbours.
What country lies further north, Thailand or Vietnam?
Thailand.
What colour does the Wiggle Emma wear?
Yellow.
Who released the famous autobiography My Brief History?
Someone with a short life.
What is the name? Oh, Paul. I'm so sorry, mate. You said, where was that 80%? Where'd that 80% confidence go?
We might go 60% confidence,
yeah,
eh?
Fair enough, Paul. Hey, you didn't do too bad. Natural is the name of the Imagine Dragons song. Cronulla Sharks won the 2016 NRL Grand Final.
They
I bet
did.
You're kicking yourself on that one. Yep. James Corden hosts the Late Late Show. Vietnam is further north than Thailand, and Stephen Hawking released the autobiography My Brief History. And you are right. It was a little bit longer than expected, but still brief.
Thanks, mate. Tim and Jess. Catch
up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit. Something big is coming to Gladstone this weekend, and the person that's going to tell us all about it, he's the mayor of Gladstone, Mr. Matt Burnett. I appreciate you joining me on the phone, mate.
Yeah, mate, no worries. It's great to be here at the moment. We're not looking forward to Saturday night. I'm going to cop a flogging from Butcher, but we'll see how we go.
I was going to say, it's Matt Burnett versus Glenn Butcher, Gladstone MP. And can you explain exactly what's going on in this charity boxing match?
Yeah, so the idea, Mick Daly gave me a call only about Thursday last week and said, Matty, we can't find some of the matchup for Glenn for a charity fundraiser. His brother Wayne was supposed to do it, and Wayne apparently has to work and can't make it yet.
Oh, sure.
Buying that. But anyway, so he rang a few other people and then he gave me a call and said, all right, can you do it? And I said, oh, no way. but then he told me what the fundraiser was for.
Yes.
It was for two young lads and girls who have been fighting brain cancer. So, yeah, couldn't say no. So let's see. The idea now is just to survive three rounds.
Now, well, that's all you've got to do. And normally boxers get months to prepare and train for these kind of things. Well, you've just been given a week and a half. Do you think have you had any boxing experience in the past, Matt?
Zero. And Butchie has. And he's been training for months because he knew this was coming. He was always going to do this. So he's been using the boxing bag at Parliament House in Brisbane when he's there, when he gets a few hours off to himself. And he's been in that boxing ring at Daly's gym a few times in the past. So he certainly got it on me on experience and height and reach. We'll see how we give it to him on determination.
Yeah, well, look, I'm going to give Glenn a call later this week and get his thoughts on the upcoming charity boxing match as well. So I'm going to offer you this opportunity that I'm going to offer Glenn as well.
Yeah.
This is your one opportunity to publicly have a bit of smack talk and try and rattle Glenn Butcher's cage if you feel necessary.
I don't know that I've got smack talk. But
just say, hey, I'm going to beat you, Mr. Butch.
Please. It would probably say, but please don't kill me. a few comments like that.
Yeah.
Look out, Butchie. I'm coming to get you.
All right. So, yeah, I was going to say, it's the begging at the start, that's not normally how smack talk starts, but the end was what we were after. And I'm really looking forward. I'm going to try and get on down there. And for anyone that wants to go and check it out, what's all the information?
Absolutely. So it's at Gladstone Amateur Boxing Club. It's in Mara Crescent in Barney Point. 7 o'clock the fight starts. I'm not sure what it costs to get in, but it doesn't matter. It's worth it. It's for a good cause, so it's probably only really reasonably cheap. The idea is to come down there and support these young girls going through a bit of a rough time, and we'll raise some money. It'll be great. There's actually a a bike ride event in the morning. So if you've got a bike and it's registered and you've got a license, obviously, I think it's about $40 to participate in that, and then you can hang around afterwards and watch all the fun and watch the state member knock the mayor out. Should be good.
Yes, fantastic. As you said, it is for a great cause. So I appreciate your time on the phone, and I'll see you on Saturday. Thank you very much. The mayor of Gladstone there, Matt Burnett.
Thanks, mate. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. Just quickly, Jess is going to be back on Thursday, but right now I mentioned it earlier in the show. And what a day it is, because it's National Cheeseburger Day, and McDonald's is giving away 200,000 free cheeseburgers. All you got to do is download an app, the MyMacca's app, and go into store, one per person. To be honest, it's a beautiful day. Should be a public holiday, in my opinion, so that everyone can go and get their cheeseburgers. Really disappointed. Tried to offer a listener, because obviously Jess isn't here to help me, tried to offer you Tim and Jess limited edition mug for someone to go and bring me a cheeseburger, and I will give them one of the final seven mugs. But no one wanted to get on board. No one wanted to sacrifice their cheeseburger for a Tim and Jess mug, and I get it. Free cheeseburger is a free cheeseburger. And I guess if I have to, after 9 a.m. when the show finishes, I will go and get a cheeseburger by myself. But you can go and get yours at any McDonald's around central Queensland. One per person, obviously. My Macca's app is required. I don't want you to get there in the drive-thru, hold up the drive-thru, cause grief for the staff there. They're just doing their job. You can check out all the info at hit.com.au. What a special day it is, National Cheeseburger Day. Coming up next, though, I still have one day under my sleeve to get writing, because I want to write a kid's book for Central Queensland pets. That's right, pets around CQ. Meghan Markle's dog's getting a book written about it. I want to write a story about your pets. So 13, 12, 16, I'm going to be asking you to tell me about your pet, tell me a fun story, and I'll see if I can work it into the book. And then I'll do a live reading tomorrow morning on the show. It's all coming up next on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
13, 12, 16. I've been trying to source and find the best pets around central Queensland so that I can write a children's book and I can read it live on the show tomorrow. And I'm not doing this just because I'm bored and alone. Meghan Markle's dog, Guy, is more famous than the rest of us here sitting in central Queensland, because he's getting his own children's book, and it's a pretty cute book, like it's a little beagle. But I thought, why is this dog, obviously it's Meghan Markle's dog, and I have a problem with the royals, but again, this is another example of the royals thinking they're more important. This royal dog thinks he's a big deal now. He's got a book deal, and I want to create a book for the pets around central Queensland. I've been getting some great suggestions of all different types of pets around CQ. I was hearing a story yesterday about a fish called Gilbert, who had an untimely end, unfortunately, due to what was originally meant to be a nice act done by a three-year-old. And I'm not going to spoil it, but unfortunately, what was meant to be a kind act of cleaning ended up in Gilbert the fish unsuccessfully making it through. And I want to get as many pets as possible so that this book has a diverse cast, because diversity is key at the moment. And just for example, I had Miranda from Tanham Sands call through on 13, 12, 16. Miranda, tell me about your pet and why I should put it in this book that I'm going to read tomorrow.
My cat is named Sparrow, after Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
From Pirates. He's got a patch on his eye.
Mm-hmm.
He punishes us if we don't let him outside immediately by ripping all our toilet papers to shreds. So if he can't go, we can't go either.
You can't go. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What a little turd. No pun intended.
Yeah.
So Sparrow just, he goes, all right, if I'm not going outside, no one gets a rest. You can't go and play Candy Crush on your phone on the loo for 20 minutes. And that's what he does. Like, I wonder why toilet paper is his thing.
Maybe it's a pirate thing. I don't know, but
right.
Yeah.
What type of cat is Sparrow, so I can get the information right if he's in the book?
He's just a mixed, just a mongrel, really.
Just a mongrel cat. All right. Sparrow the mongrel cat. I like that. Thank you very much for your call.
No worries, bye.
Bye. So if you want your pet to be in the book, 13, 12, 16, call me now. I'm taking some last-minute suggestions before I start writing after the show today. 13, 12, 16, tell me why your pet should be in the book of pets. But on 13, 12, 16, have been trying for the last few days to compile a few different pets from around central Queensland to write my own children's book so that I can do a live reading tomorrow on the show. Because Meghan Markle's dog, Guy, it's got its own book. It's been calling its Royal Dogness. And look, I don't like the royals because of the privilege that they get. And this is the exact example of privilege in a dog form, getting a book written about it for kids. So I'm going to make every single pet across central Queensland, well, as many as I can, feel the way that Guy is feeling right now and put them in central Queensland's own kids' book. Some great examples on Facebook. You can search for Hit CQ. Lara is a dog that thinks she's a mountain goat. Beautiful. Difference. Diversity. That is what we are after. And I've had Lindsay from Tanham Sands call through on 13, 12, 16. Lindsay, why does your pet deserve to be in this children's book for Central Queensland?
Because he's different. He's got a disease that the vet wanted to put him down for, and then we looked into it, and now he's just got to feed him sitting up. He's got a high chair. He's got to sit in a high chair every day to feed.
He's got a high chair. What type of pet have you got?
A Labrador.
A Labrador. And what's your Labrador's name?
Basil.
Basil. Basil the battler. He's battling hard. It's great to hear that he's doing well. Obviously, things can get tricky with pets and vets and all that.
He's even got a Viagra to eat his breakfast every morning. There you go, something different.
That's what we're after. We're after diversity and difference. And I think Basil the Battler is definitely a character that should be included in this CQ pet book. So I appreciate your time, mate.
Cheers, thanks, Tim.
No worries. All right, I best be getting writing. I've got my pen right here. It is time to write a book for the pets around central Queensland, pets of all different sizes and shapes. Tomorrow on the show after 8:30, going to be reading it live on Hit CQ.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on Hit.